Moncrief on News Talk.
And you are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087-1400-106 is our local number or our WhatsApp number. You can send us an email to afternoon@newstalk.com. You're very welcome to the Thursday edition of the programme. For many women, one of the many symptoms of menopause can be an overwhelming desire to exact a horrible revenge on the people who've wronged them. An idea that the author and comedian Kathy Lett brings to life in her latest novel, The Revenge Club. Kathy, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean. How lovely to speak to you.
And to you too.
And to have girl talk. You know, you might be ovulating in about 5 minutes.
I might be. In fact, I started ovulating, I think, before, just about half an hour ago, just at the thought of it.
When
you had finished the book and you were bringing it to publishers, was there an initial reluctance because they seemed to feel that women, middle-aged women or women who might be menopausal or postmenopausal, weren't sexy?
I know, that's exactly what happened. Because I've written 19 novels, published in 19 languages. I went to my publisher with this new idea about four menopausal women who take revenge on the men who sidelined them or put them out to career pasture for the crime of being middle-aged. And a publisher said to me, middle-aged women are like Sudan and Mogadishu. We know they exist, but nobody wants to go there. They're just not sexy. And, you know, for a minute, Sean, I did lose my confidence. I thought, well, maybe it is time for me to be put myself out to pasture. Maybe I have passed my amuse-by date. And, you know, whenever I read books about women my age, they were all kind of wilting away in their lonely flats and getting eaten by their cats. But all my female friends, and I'm sure yours too, are swinging off a chandelier with a toy boy between their teeth.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, you're wrong. And so I wrote the book. And, of course, the best revenge ever. He went on to be a bestseller, number one in Australia. So what I realised is the reason women like revenge is it's sweet, but totally non-fattening. Fabulous.
Indeed. And all the incidents in the book are either things you've experienced or friends have told you about or you've read about.
Oh, absolutely right. Yeah, everything in the book is true. I mean, I made it funny. It's a funny sort of feminist revenge romp. But it's absolutely true, because I think that ageist sexism is sewn into our psyche. I mean, just look at our vernacular. I mean, how old are you, Sean?
63.
Okay, well, I'm 66. But whereas you're seen as a silver fox, I'm dismissed as an old bag, a hag, a crone. You know, you never hear a man written off as mutton dressed as ram, do you? Ever, ever, ever. And I feel as though society hands women my age the cloak of invisibility. And it's not just me imagining that. I mean, last year, MI5 said they wanted to employ middle-aged women as spies because nobody sees us.
God, that's a depressing thought.
Isn't that terrible? And I also think it's so wrong because, you know, I think for women, life is in two acts. The tricky part is surviving the interval, which is the menopause, where you sweat more than Donald Trump doing a Sudoku. But once you get through that part, I honestly think it's the best time of a woman's life, because I'm sure all the women listening will agree with me that women are brought up to be decorative and demure. We're far too nice. Like if a man and woman start talking at the same time, the woman always pulls back, etc. But when you get to 50, you get this fantastic kind of old Beckett, I'm 50 gene kicks in. Well, you no longer care what people think about you. And it is so liberating. So just at the time when you're feeling in the peak of your powers and coming into your true self, society, you know, tells you you're over it and you're past it. So I think we need to fight back and be sort of louder and more mischievous and more rascally. And let's say to the world, we are still there and we're fabulous. And my whole message to women is to go forth and have a fabulous second act, a sensational second act. Because, you know, as mums, we always put ourselves last. We always take the burnt chop. You know, we'd never, ever dream of having the window seat on the plane or anything like that. But once you get to this age, you can kind of cut the psychological umbilical cord that's kept you tethered to the kitchen by your heart and your apron strings because your kids are leaving home, etc. And for the first time ever, women can put themselves first. And that's what I'm saying to them. You know, don't let your guilt gland throb. just have a brilliant and fabulous time and enjoy life, especially with your girlfriends. I think your female friends are your human wonder bras, uplifting, supportive, and making each other look bigger and better. But you're a wonder bra, Sean. Even discussing this subject on air, I mean, shows that you are really in touch with your feminine side and that you champion women. So you are my wonder bra today.
Thank you. I haven't been described as a wonder bra before, but that's a first for me, but I'm happy to take it. The thing is, though, at the same time, that there's a contradiction there in the sense of a lot of women have reached that I don't really care what people think stage anymore, yet in society at large, they become kind of invisible. No one's looking at them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we need to change that perspective too by saying to people that not only do you come reach your peak after the menopause, but you're...
You see, the phone line. The phone line was cut off there. Apparently GB News cut into that because they don't like to hear that kind of talk. Do we have, is Kathy gone? No, she's gone. Okay, all right. So one texter says, my wife is 55 and she's still an absolute smoke show. I'm a lucky man. I assume smoke show is a good thing. I love this attitude. As a woman feeling the biological clock tick loudly in my 30s, it's nice to hear that there are good times ahead. Yeah. Now, obviously, and I'm not in a position, I'm not qualified to speak about this, but you do have to go through the menopause again to get those good times. But at least from Kathy Lett's point of view, those things do happen. Why don't we, while we're trying to get Kathy back on the line, why do we remind people what's in the cash machine? In the cash machine today, €155,000. If you'd like a chance of winning that, you can text the word play 257557. That text will cost you €2.50. Terms and conditions apply, including you must be 18 or over to take part. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. Get your entry in by 3 o'clock tomorrow. After three tomorrow, if you have entered, you may receive a phone call. Answer it within five rings. Remember exactly the amount of money I said there, and we will give it to you. And we do have Kathy back on the line. We do. Kathy, you're there.
Sean, it was like conversational interrupters, wasn't it? But we're back now.
It was very strange, yeah. You did write a piece in The Guardian about finding a grey pube. And like how... I know. And again, this kind of goes back to what you were talking about before, that if I, you know, if you find a pube, you may find it disturbing. If I find a grey pube, it makes my penis look more distinguished. So
that's a very funny line. Absolutely. There you are. You see, you absolutely get what I'm talking about. Because when I did find my first grey pube, and because it's a shocking moment for a woman, because you suddenly have to face up to the fact that you're aging. But I checked with my girlfriends and they were like, oh, that's the least of your worries. You know, now as you're getting older, you've got to worry about your crinkles, which apparently are cleavage wrinkles. You've got to get injections for your kinkles, which apparently are knee wrinkles. I was supposed to prevent cankles in some way, thick ankles. I had to get surgery on my waddles, neck fat. I went on and on. I was supposed to get a Brazilian butt lift. I was supposed to get the trout pout, where they take the silicone out of their bottoms and inject it into their lips so they're literally talking out of their backsides, which explains a lot about Hollywood. But then when I talked to my male friends and I was like, you know, asked them if they were worried about having a grey pubic hair, they hadn't even noticed. They don't have to worry about wrinkles and crinkles and kinkles and cankles and waddles and all the rest of it. And you know, I was supposed to vajazzle and wax, and I hate waxing. I mean, I actually like my pudent, my big, bullshit. It's like having a little pet in my pants. I know, awarded national park status.
Sorry to interrupt, but I completely agree. I don't get all that. Why does anyone want to look like they're... It's weird shaving it off because you don't look like an adult.
See, you're a proper man. You like a little like bushwalker.
I'm a bushman. Yeah, I'm Australian.
And I can, you probably like a little bit of bush tucker, I'd probably expect, knowing you.
Okay, I think you just got me fired there, Kathy, but...
It's only a euphemism. And Mae West got away with everything because everything was a triple entendre, so I think we're okay. But, yeah, so I agree with you. It's so odd. And, you know, one grey pube was the least of my worries when I got divorced and started dating again. Because, you know, young boys who are raised on pornography, sadly, don't even know that women have hair, body hair. You know, they looked at me as though I was like they were being chased by a wildebeest in the Serengeti or something. So, yeah, it's a brave new world for a woman dating over 50. But as I was saying earlier, women do come into their sexual prime. Because have you discussed the orgasm gap on the show before?
Well, yeah, there is one. And men have them, and a lot of men go, what's an orgasm, when you're asking about a woman?
Well, apparently, you know, women, we've got to worry about the glass ceilings. We've got the pay gap. Then at home, we've got the domestic gap because women do about, I don't know, 99.9% of the housework and childcare still. And there's also this pleasure gap that statistically, for every 5 orgasms a heterosexual man enjoys, a woman has one. The only women having the same orgasm rate as heterosexual men are lesbians, surprise, surprise. But I always say, well, it's only a slip of the tongue, etc. But, you know, the orgasm gap is something we have to look at. But as I was saying about how women hit their sexual prime post-menopause, I believe that good sex is about being relaxed and knowing your body and feeling comfortable in your skin. And at this age, women know ourselves so well. We know what we want and how we want to get it. So I really believe women hit their sexual prime later in life. And we have to start talking about that and encouraging women to enjoy it and embrace it and, you know, and get horizontal a little bit more often. I can't believe I'm even vertical right now, Sean. You're the only man who could get me up out of bed.
Yeah, I'm, yeah, gosh. that's dispiriting. Have you had any of the, like, 9,000 procedures women are encouraged to have?
No. I my mother told me never to pick my nose, especially from a catalogue, ha, ha, ha. But I am completely against cosmetic surgery because it can go so terribly wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I think most cosmetic surgeons couldn't put a dressing on a salad. So I just think dimmer switch, greatest beauty aid known to womankind. Just keep the lights really low. You know, love is blind. Proceed by Braille. And also, Sean, why would you want a man who only wanted you because you were silicone from tonsils to toenail? You wouldn't want a man like that. I want to say to men, read between my lines, my facial lines. It's all there. The books, the babies, the hours of fun-loving flirtation. It's all written on my face. Why would I want to have a complete personality ectomy and wipe all that away? But I do understand why women panic. I think aging to women is like kryptonite to Superman. You know, show me a woman who's happy with her age and I'll show you the electroconvulsive therapy scorch marks because of this ageist sexism that women have to endure. And, you know, I don't see my women. Sometimes I'm at that age where a lot of my friends are being traded in by their husbands, the younger models. And I don't see them for a while. And then I suddenly see these breasts coming down the high street. You know, they've got their own postcode. You know what I mean? And then the lips, that sort of terrible trout pout they have. And, you know, then I see them at the gym. And as I said, they've waxed off all their body hair. And I think, why are you doing that to yourself, putting yourself through all that pain? I think the only... I think the only plastic surgery women should have is cutting up the credit cards, the plastic credit cards that we're going to pay for all of that. And, you know, just get a dimmer switch and find a great bloke like you, Sean. If only we could run you through the Xerox machine and get a few more copies of you and share you out between all the girls. We could auction you off. Are you ensconced romantically?
I am, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, shame. Otherwise, I was auctioning you on eBay.
Right. Yes.
A gorgeous, funny, sexy man who likes girl talk. Fabulous. You're a very rare breed. David Attenborough could make a documentary about you.
Yeah, if you're that desperate, if you're stuck for the odd tenor, you could do that, I imagine. Kathy, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Kathy Lett there, the name of her latest book, or 20th book, is The Revenge Club. One text says, if you don't have to worry about grey pubes and wrinkles, why do women feel the need to worry? Just make the choice not to worry and don't undergo painful and expensive treatments. Nobody is forcing women to worry, except maybe the patriarchy. Well, then you're saying nobody is forcing women to worry except for the ruling class of society and half the men on the planet. So that's why would you feel any pressure there? I agree with Kathy. As you get older, you care less and you get much more comfortable with your body, why not be confident? You only get one body, appreciate it. Now, in fairness, you know, just saying be confident, it's, you know, it's harder. It's easier said than done, I would have thought. People who worry about their age haven't spent enough time with themselves, says the texter. There's a lot of wisdom in that. And I suppose the older you get, the more time you will spend with yourself. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. After that, what's a couple's fight about?
Moncrief on News Talk.